If you wanted to put out a fire, your mind might first turn to water as your firefighting tool. But each year, an average of more than 130,000 acres burn in California wildfires. And the most useful tools sound more like this. I'm near Redding, in the Shasta Trinity National Recreation Area, watching the Shasta Lake hotshots train for fire season. Today, they're cutting a fire break through thick manzanita brush.
So this is typically how they're going to fight the fire. This is what they do. No water.
Jeff Engels is a trainer and supervisor with the Shasta Lake Hotshots and a former firefighter himself. Hotshot crews are elite groups of wildfire fighters who work, mostly for the U.S. Forest Service, in remote areas. There's not a ton of them, just about 100 crews, each 20 people strong, in the nation. They fight fire by hiking into an area that's burning and clearing brush to create fire breaks. And they play a key role in containing fires, even if, in terms of numbers, they're in the minority.
So on a typical fire, there's going to be 400 people there. 80 of them are going to be hotshots. So there's a heck of a lot of other work that's being done. But like I say, these guys are at the tip of the spear. They're the ones that are out in front doing the hardest work.
Engels estimates that they do about 90% of the containment work in fighting fires. It's a demanding job. And he says the biggest mistake rookies make is showing up for fire season not as fit and strong as they should be. The fitness test to make it in requires members of the crew to complete a challenging 3-mile hike in 45 minutes while carrying a 45-pound pack. Each day as they train for fire season, they climb a 1,400-foot mountain near camp before doing other activities. It's not a job for everybody.
You know, the first eye-opener is the first day on the job when you got to walk that hill. The second eye-opener is about day 10 when you've been out in the wilderness without a shower and been eating MREs for 10 days.
Maybe it's not.
And you got poison oak all over you.
This job, either you love it or you hate it.
Sometimes you do both, says hotshot Donovan Lee.
You share the miseries with everybody else, because when one person's hurting, everybody's probably hurting. Everybody's in a lot of pain, but then the reward, everyone's high-fiving, and you know, you could look back and go, wow, we went a long way.
What Lee loves most about the job is spending time with the team, working all day together. Since the crews are often the first on a wildfire and the last to leave, they aren't often in the media eye and don't get a ton of recognition.
And a lot of new guys, they have this vision of what a hotshot crew is, and they really want to be part of it, and they're like, yeah. They picture themselves walking into a room, and everyone says, oh, look at the hotshot. But then they come out, and then they realize that most of the reward is just the sense of accomplishment, like when you're on fires. It's not a whole lot of recognition. People usually are not like, wow, you guys, you're doing a great job or anything like that. Usually it's just us out there doing the job, and then when the job's done, we leave.
But that satisfaction has been enough to keep him in the job for 17 years, and he has no desire to do anything else. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.